Thanks for joining us at the Digital Leaders Podcast, where leaders of the creator and digital economies share business advice from their personal experiences. Our guests today are Diamante Zabo and Gregory Gadson, who are NFT entrepreneurs and co-founders of the Luxury Assets Club. Diamante and Gregory have taken NFTs beyond just artwork and have used the tech to auction luxury watches, to finance prison reform programs, and tokenize deeds in developing countries. Diamante and Gregory join us today to discuss the many uses of NFTs, but also to debut their new NFT Academy. Oh, it looks like Diamante and Gregory are ready. Let's get started.
My name is Diamante. I am managing partner and co-founder of what is now the Luxury Asset Club, but was formerly GDGC Enterprises, a New York-based luxury asset tokenization firm. And we'll get into exactly what that is later on in the podcast.
Yeah. My name is Gregory Gadson. I'm a managing partner and the CTO of GDGC Enterprises, which is now known as TLAC, the Luxury Asset Club. Diamante said we specialize in the tokenization of select luxury assets, and that has what that's what has allowed us to build out this NFT-centric business model. And we're looking to disrupt the space and onboard people onto the different use cases of NFTs.
Nice. Diamante, Gregory, it's amazing to have you on the show. I'm really excited to talk about your company. And you recently changed the name, so I didn't even know about the name change. That's amazing. So Luxury Assets Club?
Yes. So GDGC is still our business, but the Luxury Asset Club is our vehicle. So consider it like the Ferrari being the model and the 488 being the actual, or rather the brand and then the model. So that's kind of how we're setting it up. GDGC is a company that tokenizes the actual asset itself, provenance information, authenticity information, that technical side. And the Luxury Asset Club has a very interesting model in which we tokenize and then sell these items as well.
Nice. Well, let's talk about some of these projects that you all have done. So, one of the projects that you worked on, really exciting, the Kobe Bryant project, the Black Mamba NFT package.
Yes.
And this was really early on in sort of the NFT craze. So you guys were at the forefront of this whole thing. So tell the audience about the Black Mamba NFT package.
That project was eye-opening. It was a learning experience. It was something that I will always appreciate. So about 9 months ago, we sat down and with this asset, and we're like, how do we sell it? You know, Sotheby's, it's there. Christie's, it's there. eBay's even there. But mm-hmm. we want to use this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create something. So Greg and I sat down and said, let's make it an NFT. We had been in this space since about January of 2021, and we knew at this point nothing even of the sort had been created. So we only knew of the Bored Apes, the Zed Runs, the CryptoPunks. But something said that this technology can be used in other ways. So we sat down and we were able to find a partner in Switzerland who is listed on not only the Swiss Stock Exchange, but also the NASDAQ as well. That partnership led to almost 300 publications around the world, everything from GQ in South Africa to Reuters and in the US and Bloomberg and Page Six and Sports Illustrated and everything in between. But also it led to strategic a placement in Times Square. And that asset is a one of three, 18 karat rose gold Kobe Bryant signed Hublot watch. Mm-hmm. Appraised value prior to the unfortunate passing of Kobe Bryant was about 2.7, 2.8 million. Now, the value is whatever the buyer's willing to pay for that. So that led to an incredible learning opportunity. We're able to, I was talking with Greg the other day, actually, and this project over that 9 month period had gotten into about 10 countries, and about 35 to 40 people on it. And I mean, like, from developers to artists to a legal team to You know, our team in Switzerland, we had over 10 countries in about four continents that we had hands involved with. And that type of learning experience, especially so early on, like you said, I'm excited. I'm excited about what we were able to create with that and what we're able to create that model. The business model is what we took from that experience. We realized that there is a gap and a need for tokenizing these luxury physical assets. And that has opened the door to where we're at today.
Absolutely. Diamante did an eloquent job explaining. I'll be honest. Diamante contacted me because we were working on a previous NFT project that was a cityviews.io. Okay. It was the first aerial picture collection of New York City. So it was a collection of aerial photos of different sections of New York City, and we had dropped that collection. Mm-hmm. And Diamante called me, and he said, "Let's turn the watch into an NFT." He said, "Let's NFT the watch." And I stood there and I said, "Okay, perfect, makes sense." And just
that's all we need. We're someone else to be as crazy as I am.
And the thing is that what we sat down is we said when we called Sotheby's, when we called Christie's, you're subject to their guidelines and of course them being so established, their guidelines are very stringent. The reserve price, the premium, to even the time of the auction, which is something that totally went over our heads. Sotheby's and Christie's is booked out the year prior.
They're planning out their auctions.
I would say especially with COVID, any auction that has happened within the past 6 to 7 months was probably scheduled to happen probably over a year ago. I would say that is a pretty modest interpretation of what they explained to us. And the thing with them is that there is no, well, we'll fit you in a slot here, we'll put you here. It's like, no, this individual who has a lot of money has been waiting since January for this item to be auctioned off. It is now November. This is when. So we learned throughout, but with decentralization and with the power of NFTs and these borderless opportunities in order to auction off these items, we said, we don't need to go to them. We can essentially create our own platform and our own marketplace to facilitate this item. And again, I know Diamante and I entering the space so early. It allowed us to make the mistakes we needed to make. It allowed us to hit the dead ends that we needed to run into, because we sit here right now sitting on the throne, having control and autonomy as far as everything. Mm-hmm. So GDGC being its own separate entity, tokenizing select luxury assets. So we work with a number of art houses, art galleries, collectors, creators across the media, museums, in order to tokenize their physical assets. Now, not every single client that we work with and consult with wants to auction those items off. But we do work with a number of individuals who are very willing to partake in these auctions. And so what has allowed Diamante to do? Create in this space the first meta raffle using NFTs. So using the model luxury asset club. So we pivoted, and now the items that we tokenize, we auction off through this new meta raffle model. So through the Kobe Bryant NFT, we were through that partnership, through those things learning, there were a number of different factors that allowed us to pivot, could retain the item and be able to reoffer it. But essentially what we've been able to do, what we're doing is we're minting 8,024 raffle tickets, and those are going to enter you for a chance to win the watch and the sneaker combination, the whole Black Mamba NFT package.
The whole thing. Let me jump in there, because I know, like, we're focusing on the luxury side, and you guys are doing amazing stuff with that. But I know there's another really interesting project that you were working on as well. I'm sure some people in the audience are going to be thrilled to hear about that. So you were working on this project that's essentially like a prison reform program where you were tokenizing prisoner art. To me, that sounds amazing, to bring NFTs into prison reform. So tell us about that program. But also, I'm really interested in knowing, like, why was prison reform something that was important for you to work on?
We are both from New York City, particularly the Bronx. So growing up, being at where we're at today, we are not the exception, but we know what it means to be at where we're at today. We have friends that are no longer with us. We have friends that, you know, are in jail. We've had the experiences that we're able to, the knowledge that we were able to learn and we're still learning in the NFT space, we wanted to give back. And with that being said, it's not just a charitable give back, but we want to teach people how to fish, not just give them the fish. So with the prison reform project that we're working on, not only is it a U.S. Certified 501c3, but it also allows us the opportunity to create and teach financial literacy and crypto knowledge to some of these unfortunately detained individuals. So I'd love to hand it to Greg about the fine tune and nuances of Project Rewire, but that's one of our favorite projects. That's our passion project. It's not about the money, but the knowledge and the outreach and giving people access. Because if you can come out of jail with a wallet that's been generating you sales and royalties, you'll be a lot less inclined to recommit a crime, in my opinion. And Greg feels the same way. So that's why we're providing this opportunity to the market.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so interesting. You know, Diamante and I were just sitting down one day and we were like, let's do a nonprofit. Let's incorporate NFTs. Yeah. And we just sat there. We sat there, we brainstormed and we said, we got it. And, again, honestly, just the same thing Diamante said. It was the fact that we understand. Well, again, we're futurists. I'm probably a little bit more futurist than Diamante. He brings me back down to earth. So that dichotomy that duality as far as, you know, being up here is really good, because I'm up here. Diamante's like, you know, and then Diamante, I'm like, you got it, you know, so it really works out well.
We follow the comedian for sure.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because Diamante, again, Project Rewire, like, that's our baby. That's our philanthropic give back as far as what we can do. And Diamante and I work fervently on a number of different projects. But when we talk about Project Rewire, it seems to get that the most reaction as far as, you know, people are mind blown about GDGC and tokenizing. But when it's rounded about and it comes back as far as giving back, they're mind blown. So
they feel it.
It's social good.
You know, it's more personal. Yeah.
They're personal. So what Project Rewire is we work with youthful offenders and prisons within the New York State penal system in order to create art programs in which we tokenize the prisoners' artwork. So I'm going to start from point A. Diamante and I came up with this idea, one, because there was extremely low overhead. When we did our research as far as looking into penal system, looking into programs, a majority of these prisons already have in some form an art program. In some manner, they already have an artwork arm that they work with in some capacity. So what Diamante and I said, that's great. Now we're not creating a program in which the prisoners have to leave, in which they have to go somewhere, which it creates new exposures for anything to happen.
You guys are like the Master P of NFTs. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Master P's story.
I would have put that on my Instagram later.
Master P of NFTs for 100%.
Yeah,
I am loving this story, man. And you're putting so much back into the community and just changing people's lives and teaching along the way. And, you know, but the other thing that, you know, as a business person, one of the things that I admire about you is that you're coming at this from multiple angles. So there's the luxury side, there's the nonprofit side. You still got another company, TokenDeed, TokenDeed.eth, right? Smart contracts.
I'll have you know that was one of our most natural progressions, because prior to NFTs and crypto, Greg and I are in real estate. It took my brain adaptation to get into NFTs and blockchain. But real estate is where my brain goes to naturally. So to be able to combine the two, that is where the actual goal lies. And that's one side of it. The other side of it is I'm Jamaican and I have family that's Haitian as well. In some of these countries, right, land theft and deeds and deed theft is an immense problem. So this would do well in America for sure. If I'm able to go to countries that are developing and provide this type of security to the rural farmers or some of the investors in the area, that, or even, you know, the landowners in the area, that is where we see the real value of token deed. So token deed, we like to say, is one part, you know, capital and a, you know, for-profit business, but one part it's charitable as well. Because if we can, the same thing, if we can teach someone how to fish and protect their own assets in the digital world, physical or not, that's the real goal of what we're doing here.
Yeah, man. That's tokend.eth. That's that's another one of our babies. That's again, Diamante, you know, we all come from a real estate background. Diamante more on the sale commercial side. I'm strictly property management. So I'm on that side. So our minds always work in a real estate or on that real estate track. And so again, as he said, natural progression and being in the space so early, we have a very vast knowledge of what it takes to not just create NFT project, but NFT centric business models. And so again, what tokend.eth is, we specialize in the tokenization of car titles and land deeds. Now, again, Diamante and I do a lot of research. You know that the average car in its lifetime is sold 4 to 5 times. So for some of the people that may be listening, that may not have the knowledge, NFTs are extremely interesting in the fact that there's technology built within them that allows for the original tokenizer of the item to receive a percentage of the sales in perpetuity. So while Diamante and I stated, we are going to revolutionize the way we interact with deeds and titles and people create generational wealth. So what we want to do is be the conduit for these, for individuals who are interested, or not interested, who need to tokenize their items. Because we tell you, it does two major things. It prepares your item for this new digital world. It allows it to be traded and sold for and by cryptocurrencies. And what it also does is it now has given and there's now a proof of provenance, an ownership, and that's immutable and it's transparent. And so again, token deed, because again, we're futurists, we're very, we think we're ahead of the game. Some people we haven't gotten pushback, but it's more of a thing where, the powers that be that are already established, it takes a little bit more coaxing and massaging to get them to see why this is so important. So Diamante and I have some test cases actually working right now in the United States, but our main focus again is just be philanthropic, because that's what's led us to a lot of what we have now. And so we started in rural parts of Africa. We start in Senegal and Ghana. That's where we're working with rural farmers in those areas and just informing them about NFTs, about technology, about how you can transform and really take that digital leap from here to here and be in charge of all of your physical items within this digital realm.
That's really admirable, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like you know, I really like what you have to say about it being a natural progression, that you're sort of doing these things that make sense to you. And it's not like, hey, I see an opportunity there that's going to be worth $1 billion one day. Let me run ahead and jump into that. No. And so much of what you're doing is about giving back to the community and teaching other people. And that might be the best segue into the other side of your company, because I know you're building an NFT academy. And when we spoke offline, one of the things that you mentioned to me was that people really shouldn't be thinking about NFTs in terms of flipping NFTs. That's actually the wrong approach. So maybe if I can get you to speak to some of the people in our audience. So we've got a bunch of digital entrepreneurs in the audience. We've got a bunch of creators and artists in the audience, people who are looking at NFTs as an opportunity. They see it as a business opportunity. They see it as an opportunity to build community around their projects. What approach should they really be thinking? What should their consideration and mindset be as they're entering this world of NFTs?
I will make it, that answer for me is very brief. It's to be a consumer. It's to be a producer, not a consumer. If you're getting into this space with the idea that you're going to consume things and what project to buy next and what Discord to join next and what whitelist, you'll always have something to buy. You'll always be put in front of you to buy. But if you're in this space with the mindset to produce, whether it's your own art, whether it's your own creative space, whether it's partnering with a team to have something that is proprietary, I would recommend that when you enter this space, be a producer. Because the same way I'll say on the inverse, if you're producing something, there'll always be someone to buy what you're producing. Obviously, you know, like Greg has a saying that starving artists will starve. But if you're creating something that is unique to you, it's organic and it's community driven, you will always have someone that's willing to participate and be a part of your community. So the NFT Academy is teaching you that's it. How to be a producer, not a consumer. Everyone's trying to teach you how to find the next project and how to find the next Bored Apes. Greg and I like to laugh. We've been in this space so early that Bored Ape didn't sell out for over a week. We were in this space so early that we looked at each other like, what the hell is this digital ape stuff, Greg? Yeah. You heard about it? And he heard about it, and we had no idea it would be worth $2 million. But, yeah, I was saying, so we were able to see it.
It's $180.
I'm like, but what is it? At that point, what is it? You know?
I remember he asked me, he was like, what is this ape thing, Greg? It's $180. I don't get it. I see the community-based part of it, but there's nobody in the community.
The value wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
With the NFT Academy, we're adamant and we're fervent on teaching people that you can enter this space with whatever knowledge you have, whatever skill set you have, and create and produce organically. And honestly, it can change your life. Like when I got into this space, I would have never, I'm from New York. I'm very, you know, I'm not cocky, but I'm very confident in myself, but I would have never believed that I'd be in Times Square on an ad. I would have never. It took NFTs. It took Web3. It took this digital environment for, you know, I like to joke that some people I've partnered with would have never hired me on paper.
Yeah.
If I went to them to just apply for a job, they would have never hired me. Are you kidding me? I like to be honest. I'm a college dropout. I was able to discover my skills internally, you know, through sales and whatever, but I'm not someone who on paper is an easy hire. It took me developing knowledge and a bigger skill set and a higher value for me to be in these rooms with these individuals as equals. And with Greg, it's like when we're in these rooms, these individuals see us as equals because they have no other choice. I've never been asked what school I went to. I've never been asked how old I am. I've never asked for a resume. I'm in these rooms as equals. Yeah. So if you're able to create and be a producer, you will always have someone that you're willing to communicate with and build a relationship for them to be the consumer instead of being the consumer in your end.
You know what I love about this conversation is that as much as the tech is changing, as much as society is changing, the advice is still the same. Like from the previous tech generation to this generation, you've always heard you have to be a producer. You can't just be a consumer. You can't be the person who's downloading all the apps and using all of the new.
You always have an app to download.
Playing all of the games.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll always be chasing.
You got it.
You
have to be in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mitch. I didn't mean to cut you off. You know, I Diamante, you know, that we talk about it all the time. And it's so interesting because what's the way the NFT space, the way it gets disseminated, it angers me sometimes because people who don't understand it make fun of it. And what I say is that your ignorance to something that you don't understand is what's going to stop some young adult or some young person who may have that ability to change the world from entering the space just because you're too ignorant or may not understand the power that this technology holds. You know, Diamante and I do a lot of research before we actually make these projects, and some of them we just come up with in a day and build them out, and you know, we'll just get it done like that.
Just testing.
But the thing, the NFT Academy was we really, really took a step back and looked at the space, and there are a number of different bright, bright individuals who are giving extremely in-depth information on different NFT projects and things within the space. But at the end of the day, they're teaching you how to find the best product, the best projects that you can flip. And I'm saying is that if that is how you're going to attack the space, it's like gambling. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some because there is no formula. There is no, like, mm-hmm. the people who gamble that make money, they don't ever tell you how much they lose. And so one thing within the NFT space is I'm saying, how many NFT projects did they buy that are still sitting in their wallet with floor prices that are lower than what they bought it for? So, and the thing is that the hardest thing, Diamante and I, because we have our ears to the streets and we're looking, there'll be an NFT project and I'll hit up Diamante and I'm like, and he's like, nah. And Diamante will be like,
not follow the leader.
Yeah, Diamante will be like, Greg, I saw this, you know, there's people from CryptoPunks, they were original Bored Ape Yacht Club owners. And I'm saying Diamante. And then we both bring each other back to that point of we're saying, we do not interact in this space as consumers. We interact as producers. And so it's made our journey so much easier. You know, we joke around, the only NFTs Diamante and I continuously buy on a regular basis are Ethereum names. Are Ethereum names and decentralized domains. Those are the only things that he and I consistently buy. NFTs that we buy on that virtual land when we can find good deals.
Yeah.
Some virtual assets, but we don't we stay away from those projects. So one thing that I tell you listeners is if you're a creative, if you're a creator, definitely look into NFTs as a medium in which you can disseminate your work. What I also want to be honest with you, Diamante just said it, starving artists are going to starve. If you don't sell art in the original medium that you do and think that if you turn into an NFT that you're automatically going to garner a whole bunch of different fans, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Through Diamante's and I, a consulting business, people every day come to us with ideas. What Diamante and I've learned, the easiest thing to tell them, this cannot work in this business model. This cannot work. And so we tell people is, if you're a creator, look into NFTs as a medium. Don't look at it as a savior as to how you're going to go from not selling anything to selling
another things. Another option.
Or look at it the way Diamante and I are looking at it as disruptors. Break down foundationally the way you interact with things and places and people and see as if there's a medium or way that you can use Web3 and certain avenues to create these new business and just new jobs. Just one tangent. Diamante and I on one of our talks had a conversation with an individual who was a physical architect. They within 6 months don't create anything in the physical world. They are a digital architect. I repeat, they are a digital architect.
That's it.
They went to school to be an architect. Now they don't create anything in the real world. They only create in the digital. And so I tell people is these jobs that were previously there, they're now going to shift and it's going to be a completely new immersive world that's going to allow for such opportunity.
Greg, let me ask you this question, Diamante too, because I see that this is where the conversation is going. And so just before we wrap up, I want to point it right back to the audience as well and make sure that we give them as much value as possible. Mm-hmm. They've been listening to us, looks like about 30 minutes now. So let me ask this last question. Mm-hmm. For the NFT newbies in the audience, people who are just getting involved, and Greg, you know, you were just mentioning your partner, your friend who went from, building stuff in the real world. Now they only build stuff in the virtual world. The question is, where are the opportunities in the NFT space? Where are the opportunities? And how could people in our audience position themselves so that they can actually take advantage of these opportunities? What are you thinking there?
I would say the opportunities lie in being true to yourself. I think that society over the last X amount of decades and the work environment and the work environment has led people to lose themselves. You grew up painting your whole life, and then you get a job and you haven't touched a paintbrush in 10, 15 years. Whatever it is that makes you you and allows you to be an individual, find a way in this new Web3 to monetize that. Like I said, with Token Deed, it was natural. I'm in real estate. We have technology in the blockchain. We have a smart contract. Let's see how we can add that element to what I already do. So if you're a musician, if you're an artist, if you're a fashion designer, if not now, very soon there will be a digital component to you. And if you're not included in that initial wave or the wave, it may miss you. And if you're stuck the same way this happened in, we call it Web3 for a reason, but the same way people miss the internet and miss social media, if you miss NFTs in Web3, good luck. Yeah. So we want to allow people the opportunity to know that skills over titles, skills over degrees. If you have the skills, if you have the actual skill set, you'll be fine. Just find your niche and grow there.
Yeah. Diamantro is afraid to say it. I'm going to let you know. The NFT Academy, the self-promotion, I don't want to be like that, but the thing is that, to be honest, if you're an individual who wants to get an in-depth knowledge of not just NFTs, but Web 3.0, the digitization of everything, then the NFT Academy is perfect for you, because we don't just focus on NFTs, we focus on Web3 as a whole. So we focus on cryptocurrencies, layer 2 solutions, blockchain technology, digital assets, DAOs, DeFi, everything that encompasses this new digital world is all found within the NFT Academy. So if you're looking for a way to be informed about this new space and about how to do those things, I would say look into it. You guys can check it out, nftacademy.xyz. As far as what Diamante was saying, as far as, follow your path, follow what's true, is make yourself as aware of this space as you can and just apply some of these technologies as, again, to old foundational pillars, and see if there are ways that you can fit these new techniques into old business models. And some don't. Some just don't fit the mold, but a lot do. Yeah. Another thing that has been paramount and monumental as far as Diamante and I making waves in this space is, I tell people, you need to use LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been pivotal for Diamante and I, not just connecting with people in the space on all levels. So OpenSea, Diamante and I got in contact with the C-suite as far as OpenSea. Diamante got in contact with the founder of Rarible. We've spoken to the founder of Superworld. It has been a super highway in order of bypassing all the consumers straight to the producer. And the thing is that because this space is so brand new and in its infancy, these people are accessible. They are so accessible. Well, all it takes, and I'm saying is that, again, all it takes, Diamante, send a message. Send it. Send the email. Diamante will sit there. He'll look at me. I'll be like, Diamante. He's like, send the email. Just send it. Don't question it. Don't send it. We've gotten responses from people that I never would have thought would even respond. But then again, it's having that ignorance or just.
The denominator.
But these people are accessible. So I could get on a call with somebody who can get me in touch with Mintable, with Rarible, with OpenSea, some of the biggest platforms out there. And that's just from Diamante and I just using LinkedIn. It's taken some navigation. It's taken but I say that has been pivotal into cementing us as a true business, having a true business model and connecting with actual movers and shakers within this space at a producer level.
At a macro level. Yeah. At a macro level.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Great word.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, I 100% agree with you. We met on LinkedIn.
Exactly.
Yes. Jay, we met on LinkedIn.
I've met tons of tons of super cool people who, like, I would have no opportunity of coming into contact with. That's just, like, all over the world. And it just having LinkedIn has made me realize that, you know, so much of what's happening in the crypto space isn't happening in North America, isn't happening in the Western world. Like, you got people literally all over the world who are involved in this. Yeah. But what? So boys, I'm so thankful that you've come onto the show and that you've been able to share value with us, with the audience, and share your insight and your experience. I know anyone who's listening has been able to get a ton out of this conversation, and people may still want to keep the conversation going.
Of course.
So how can people connect with you online? Mm-hmm. How can they find you? How can they learn more about your business and about your academy?
All right. So first thing, I am on no Twitter at the moment, but I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn heavily. Diamante Zarba on LinkedIn, zarba.eth on Instagram. And from there, you can email me, you can DM me, we can stay in contact that way. The NFT Academy.eth is our NFT Academy's official page. The NFT Academy.xyz is our website. We actually begun our first class. It will be next week. So by the time this drops, it will be probably week three, week four, and you'll be able to obviously purchase. Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 weeks. Yeah. So obviously you'll be able to purchase past or previous posts. But yeah, that's where we can be found, and we're very active and very easy to find.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Gregory Gadsden. You can find me as well on that. You can find me on Instagram at ggads. So that's ggad3z.eth. That's my Instagram. Again, I'm on Twitter as well, but not super duper active. But again, that's how you guys can find me. You guys can definitely, check out tokend.eth. We're going to be doing a lot more, as far as advertising, as far as getting that all out there. Right now, we're working on test blockchains to be able to facilitate the transference of titles. So it's a lot of back end development, a lot of testing to make sure that these systems can be operable in at scale. Diamante, again, let's know some of the projects, the Luxury Asset Club. You guys can look out for that. We're going to be dropping a number of ridiculous, items that you guys will have. We'll have, once in a lifetime chances to win. We have we're doing the Kobe Bryant as our first drop. We have a Ferrari. We have a Lambo. We have homes, legit homes that we're going to raffle.
Yeah,
it's going to be, really something big.
And not only will that house be given away as a raffle, it also will be a token deed, tokenized property as well. So you will receive the deed.
Yep. All those things will be tokenized. I know Diamante is going to keep on wraps, but we've also partnered with one of the largest luxury car brokers in New York City. He's the first, individual to tokenize car titles. Yeah. So we're trying to do a lot of big things. You guys will see a lot more of us, as far as what projects and what we're creating. But, again, I want to let you guys know, you guys can do everything we're doing. Diamante and I, less than a year ago, he was on a helicopter looking over New York City and took some beautiful photos and decided to turn them into an NFT. And a year later, less than a year later, we are, sitting here right now, having spoken to some of the most, influential people in the next 10 to 15 years, creating a technology that is going to be used by individuals for the next 200.
Yeah, we can also be seen in person as well. We're speaking at a number of in-person events. We'll be at NFT San Diego, or San Diego Con, or NFT Con, I don't know the exact terminology. We'll be speaking at NFT NYC. We'll be speaking in Florida at a blockchain event as well. So we're doing this at a very high level. We're very active and very excited to be providing value and content to our your listeners, and building out something that we can all look back in 10 years and realize that a time wasn't wasted. You know, I had a career-ending injury in basketball, so I know what it's like to have an opportunity in front of you and not want to squander it. And that's the approach that I have in this space, where once in a lifetime, I know what once in a lifetime means, and I want to take advantage of it this time.
Well, let me say to the audience, if you're still listening with us, you made it all the way to the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. We're gonna have links to their Instagrams, their LinkedIns, to the website, to the course, and to Token Deed. So all of the links that you just heard are right now, they're in the episode description. So if you go and you check the episode description, you find everything you need there to contact Gregory and to contact Diamante. Thanks once again for listening, everyone. We really appreciate your time. We'll catch you again next week. Peace.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you.